If you take a look around your house, you can find a lot of things that have flame retardant chemicals in them. They're in your television set, the cushions in your couch, and the padding underneath your carpet. They're known as polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, and they're either mixed in or sprayed on plastics and foam to keep a fire from spreading. 5 years ago, a Swedish study found these chemicals were accumulating in women's breast milk. Studies in the U.S. followed, and researchers also found PBDEs in Americans, but at even higher levels. In fact, Americans have some of the highest levels ever measured, and over time, the levels have been going up.
Mom! Could you get another toy? Do you want to get a ball?
Meredith Buhalis was one of those people measured in a study by an environmental organization called the Environmental Working Group. Buhalis and 20 other first-time moms sent in samples of their breast milk. When the samples were tested, all of them had some level of PBDEs in them. Buhalis says when she read the results, she didn't know what to think.
I guess I kind of read the results in the study and was like, oh, well, that sort of sucks. I wish I knew more about what that meant, because they don't. You know, they don't know what that means.
Scientists don't know how or if the chemicals affect human health. And some scientists think the government and the chemical companies aren't doing enough to look into PBDEs. In his office at the University of Texas in Dallas, Dr. Arnold Schechter is working on an article about the flame retardants. He's been studying toxic chemicals for more than 30 years. He and some of his colleagues think PBDEs are a lot like another type of chemical.
It reminds us of PCBs. PCBs structurally are similar to the PBDEs, so there is the worry or the concern that they may have many, if not all, the toxic effect that PCBs have on humans.
So far, the data on PCBs strongly suggests that the chemicals can cause cancer in humans, as well as other health effects, such as damage to the nervous and immune systems. The companies that manufacture the flame retardants say it's not fair to compare PBDEs with PCBs. They say the chemicals are vastly different. But no one really knows whether the chemicals are similar in the way they affect human health. That's because no one studied the human health effects of PBDEs.
Unfortunately, there are no published human health studies, and I don't believe any have been funded by the federal government to date, nor by industry, nor by any foundations, which is a bit different than the situation with PCBs and dioxins years ago when many studies were being funded.
Some animal studies suggest the chemicals can permanently disrupt the hormone and nervous systems, cause reproductive and developmental damage, and cause cancer. All that makes scientists, such as Dr. Schechter, especially concerned about the most vulnerable population, developing babies. Because of the concerns, the biggest manufacturer of the chemicals in the U.S. has agreed to stop making two of the PBDE formulations that were found to accumulate in people. Great Lakes Chemical says production will stop by the end of this year. The chemicals will be replaced with another type of brominated flame retardant. The Bromine Science and Environmental Forum is a trade group that represents companies that make the flame retardants. Peter O'Toole is the group's U.S. director. He says so far the amount of chemicals found in people doesn't concern the companies, but the upward trend does.
And again, it wasn't of alarming numbers, but the manufacturer was concerned that these numbers were going up nonetheless. And they thought it was prudent, and they talked to EPA, and EPA thought it was prudent if there was some sort of a mutual phase-out of those materials.
Dr. Schechter says he commends the company for taking this step. But he says even though these two formulations will be phased out, the flame retardants are already in our environment now. He says his research has found high levels of PBDEs by wiping the plastic casing on television sets and in the dust found in homes. He says what's in our homes now isn't going to vanish, so we need to figure out how the chemicals get into us so we can avoid potential health problems. For its part, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says large-scale human health studies take a long time to develop. An agency spokesperson says the EPA first needs to learn how a person becomes highly exposed. After that, they say, researchers will be able to ask the question, for the highly exposed people, are there any health effects?
Yeah. Who's that? Is that a picture of Mama when she was a little girl?
Yeah.
That leaves people such as Meredith Buhalis with a lot more questions than answers.
We are thinking about having another baby. And that does, you know, I think that I would really like to know more about PBDEs, you know, and I guess that it's sort of, I think about it when I think about that. Oh, thank you. Hi, baby. Hi, Zoe.
The federal government doesn't plan to regulate the chemicals anytime soon, but some states aren't waiting for more studies. A handful of states have placed restrictions on certain types of PBDEs, and in other states, legislation is pending. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.